By next summer, Tucson will face a number of new expenses, including operating the streetcar, paying increased retirement benefits for some employees, and debt payments coming due. Kelly Gottschalk is the city's chief financial officer and says the city is expecting expenses to be at least $15 million more than revenue from taxes. That likely means the city council will have to decide what to cut or how to bring in more money. That decision could affect how much the city pays employees.
The council is going to have to make priority decisions, and you know, everything every year is on the table. So whether they roll these raises back, I find that to be probably not very likely, but they are going to have to make some tough budget decisions.
Tucson's general fund, which is the bank account most city employee salaries come from, is about $470 million this year. Gottschalk says 1 year of raises will cost $8 million, or less than 2% of the general fund. Another way to look at that number is about half of the estimated budget shortage for the fiscal year that begins in July. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.